I'm just walking back from preschool. Just dropped the little boy off. Mini mentally on Twitter, if you're following him. Doesn't tweet very often. Too busy being a little boy. 3 years old, and I can't remember much about that age. I believe one of my earliest memories is from 2 or 3 years old, and I've talked about that in the past, but I guess my earliest false memories of being 3 or 4 years old, and I guess it's three because we were living in Wales, comes from some cine footage that was taken outside a farm called Coity Bach, and I was wandering around in a pair of dungarees and a big jumper, and my mother was there with ponytails, and I think she was picking fruit from a tree, and I was wandering around momentarily before taking down my dungarees, or having my dungarees taken down because I needed a wee, and I was weeing either on or very close to a beehive. We used to have our own honey. Now, I don't know where that footage is anymore. Fortunately, when my mum died, a lot of stuff kind of got missing in the following chaos, so I have no idea if that footage still exists. But it does so in my head, and I've just kind of shared it here. It was one of those oversaturated cine films. I don't remember how much I was talking and what really I was doing. You know, what excited me, what I used to play with. Certainly very, very different, no doubt, to today's children. As my little boy's had a technological device since he was 6 months old. He's not, you know, he's not constantly on him like we would imagine. You know, when you get a phone, it's there. It's not connected to the internet. It enables him to make music and use educational apps, as well as have a bit of gaming. Now, to see him interact with this technology is mind-blowing. But how it's also affected his speech in a way, and his ideas and his thinking. Because walking to preschool today, I'm kind of saying, look left and right, and we stop, and he always looks left and right at the curb, and he says, no cars, and then we cross over, and as we carry on walking, getting into all kinds of weird and wonderful discussions, and this is the best bit of bringing up a kid. This is something I really treasure right now. You never know where these conversations are going to go, and today it was, why don't we look up and down? I'm like, what do you mean? He says, well, what about if little people or dogs and cats are crossing underneath us? Okay, fair point. And why don't we look up for flying cars and jetpacks? I'm just thinking, God, oh, I love you. And I say, would you like a jetpack? He said, oh, yes. And he's probably thinking the same as me. It would make the walk to preschool that little bit quicker and easier on a nippy day like it is today. I said, what kind of jetpack would you like? I'd like a laser jetpack. A laser jetpack. He said this before to me. He wants a laser jetpack. It was just kind of a random, out of the blue comment. And I was like, I appear to have walked into a dead end. I may have to turn around. And I was thinking, where did that come from? And then I kind of remember that there is a game called Jetpack on the iPad. It's got my old iPad with a kind of broken pause button. And I'm thinking, why would you want a laser jetpack? And it's like, well, I'd like a laser jetpack so that I could shoot all of the bad guys. I'm like, well, okay, this is getting dark. What kind of bad guys? And he's saying, well, anybody that wants to kind of hurt me. I'm thinking, okay, where do bad guys live? He says, oh, bad guys live in the woods and in the jungle. You can't see them very often. There's no bad guys around here. I'm thinking, oh, that's slightly light in the mood. So I'm thinking, I wonder if he thinks jetpacks, you know, kind of exist, or they are a part of the game. And he, and I ask him, it's like, where do you think we get a jetpack from? Same place you get cars from, he says. Thinking, this is really smart. So it kind of dawns on me that we do have jetpacks. We have different types of jetpacks. We've got the Martin jetpack, which is kind of a huge turboprop thing affair. And then we've got these compressed gas jetpacks. Fortunately, no laser jetpacks as yet, but while I'm walking with him, I can take out my phone and quickly bring up Google and type in jetpack YouTube. And there's an array. I forgot about the water powered jetpacks. Unfortunately, you have to have the umbilical cord of a high powered hose, like a fire hose, splitting it into two nozzles, giving you lift. But it looks like most of the videos are like epic fail water jetpack. And I thought, I don't want him looking at any accidents before we get to preschool. He's going to have plenty of his own later on, probably. And so I bring up Jetpack Man, and there's loads of people standing around kind of an office car park, and some American guy goes, does everybody want to see Jetpack Man? And everybody's like, yay! And then there's about a 20 second delay, which is a long time on YouTube when you're trying to show your little boy a real jetpack. And then suddenly there's a pff, pff, and this guy just lifts off from the car park, and it's a bit grainy, but my little boy's face was like, wow! And we stopped dead in the road. And I remember the first time I saw that. Wow. That's definitely the birth of not just a, you know, a dream. The realizing that it's kind of a reality and it is possible. And that, who knows? We, you know, he says, will we have jetpacks by the time I go to school? I'm thinking, I don't want to say unlikely due to health and safety and insurance issues. I'll wait for later. But it must have been the late 70s, early 80s. I think I first saw a jetpack on The Fall Guy. We still don't have them. I still want to nurture that sense of wonder and that sense of amazement, and not yet plant those seeds of disappointment that it might be some time. We'll see how it goes. Who knows? I still remain ever optimistic that we'll get jetpacks. But to just fuel his imagination that little bit more with what is possible. I can't remember having those kind of conversations when I was a kid. Things were so much simpler, he says, sounding like an old man, as we picked fruit and gathered honey on a farm on a mountainside in Wales.